Good morning, everyone. My name's Simone McGurk. I'm the Minister for Women's Interests in the McGowan Government, and I'm very pleased to be here today to announce that the first football game that's going to be played at this fantastic new Perth Stadium will be AFL Women's Game, the Dockers Women's Team. So a fantastic announcement. We want to hashtag it Ladies First. We'll see how that goes. It really is a great announcement. Our aim is to get 30,000 people here, which we're really confident that we will get. And if we're able to achieve those numbers, it will be the biggest single women's football event played in Australia. It'll be very accessible, so there'll be a $2 entry charge for people, and the proceeds of that charge will go to charity. And before the game, we'll have the men's Dockers team doing a bit of a training run and a signing session as well. So, look, it'll be a fantastic event. There's so much to celebrate with women's football, with the AFL. Not only do we see at an elite level women out there on the big stage showing their talents, but as Minister for Women's Interests, I've been able to see girls as young as 8, 7, out there loving the game, getting out there and having a kick. And my own niece, who's 13, wants to play next year. It's really fantastic to see.
Thank you to Minister McGurk and Minister Murray. It's great to be here today, this stadium almost complete. We're really looking forward to getting here for the AFL season proper in 2018. And with today's announcement, playing the first football game here at New Perth Stadium, an AFLW game featuring our Fremantle Dockers team. It is a pleasure, and it's actually not possible without the support of Minister Murray, Minister McGurk, and our state government. So we thank them for their support, and we're really looking forward to taking centre stage here in February 2018. I think we're happy to take some questions if there are some. So,
Sort of any idea on who they'll be playing yet? Or?
We've actually got Travis Old here today from the AFL, and Travis, amongst other things, is the be-all and end-all as far as the fixture's concerned. So it's perhaps a question for Travis, but we think we can break the crowd that was made this year between Carlton and Collingwood of around about 24,000. We think we can get past the 30,000 mark. Trav, do you have any comments on who we might play, mate?
I think, Steve, to your point, I don't think it'll matter too much. We're in the process of bringing the fixture together for the women and men at the moment. We'll release that at the end of October. I actually think we'll have each of the seven other teams putting their hand up to be part of this experience. So I can imagine certainly the players of those teams and the clubs themselves would love to be part of a special day, and that certainly will be that in February.
Is this likely to be the first game of the season for AFLW, for the Dockers anyway?
It may be their first home game, but it certainly won't be the first game of the season. The season will start straight after the Australia Day long weekend, first week in February, so it'll actually be round two of the AFLW season.
Steve, how are the negotiations with the government and the men's team? Will that deal go?
We've been close for some time, and Mr. Murray was at the Sandover Medal last night and proclaimed that we're close, and that's great to hear. So we're planning and looking forward to getting out to our members and corporates in October, and I've got great confidence we'll be able to do that.
Is there any concern of the delay that's been taken that might not be ready for the AFL season?
Not at this stage, no.
What are the stumbling blocks at this point?
Well, I think you're talking about a long-term agreement. Firstly, it's a wonderful stadium, so you want to get it right for all parties, the government, the operator, and the tenant clubs, and most importantly for us, for our corporates and members. And we think we're on that journey to get there. We're not far away, and hopefully we can announce that relatively soon.
There's been some suggestion that the Footy Commission's the one holding things up. Are the Dockers happy with the deal on the table at the moment?
Well, we're not quite there yet, but we're almost there. And I think we've got a cooperative government, we've got a cooperative operator, and we've got football parties that are keen and willing to get here and play in 2018. So when you've got that, it'll get done. Again, that's a question for Travis. Firstly, we're the only AFLW team in town, so that's a pleasure, and we're looking forward to featuring in this game. With respect to round one, I've been hounding Travis for some time now, so we think we've got a really good business case to open the stadium in the AFL season proper. So hopefully Travis will give us the nod soon.
No, look, it's a bit like what I answered before, that we're in the process of developing the fixture. One of the hot topics for this coming year's fixture will be who gets to play first at this wonderful venue. I think regardless of that, we've got three really big events coming up early in the season with each of the home games of the two clubs and then the derby. So that's going to be really, really worth looking forward to.
In planning the fixtures for next year, do you have any concerns about the footbridge and being asked not to provide any Thursday or Friday night games for the first 3 or 4 months of the year?
No, we're certainly aware of that, and the government's been upfront in our planning for the fixture. Given we know that, we're confident we can work around that early on. This is not about 2018, this stadium. This is going to be a wonderful stadium for many, many years to come, and so we'll be able to work around that minor issue for the first part of next year.
Perhaps be determined it won't be a derby round one?
No, we haven't. Everything's on the table at the moment. There's certainly a number of stakeholders that we need to work through and what their desires are. A derby is one of the options, but also we think certainly there's some appeal to having three events, and that's by splitting up the home games of the two clubs and then having a derby separately.
So guys, how exciting is it for you guys to know that you've been playing out here on
the... Yeah, it's certainly a fantastic opportunity. I know the girls were told last night that this is potentially, you know, going to happen, that this was potentially going to happen, and I think the girls are really excited. It's an exciting time for female sport to be on such a big stage and get this opportunity to showcase what we're all about. And I think whoever we get to verse is also going to be excited about this sort of opportunity that we've been given.
How do you think you go playing in front of 30,000 people?
I think it would be a different experience. Obviously, we've 10,000, maybe just over, was our most last season. So yeah, to play in front of 30,000 would just be incredible.
Yes, would you encourage people to come and support women's advocate?
Absolutely. We were overwhelmed with the support that we received last season and all the people jumping on board to support the Freo women's side. And we'd encourage everyone else that's here in Perth at the moment to get on board and come down and support us. And this is a momentous occasion for us and we're really excited to play here.
Is this the first time you've been to Perth State?
It is, yeah. This is the first time we've got to walk through today, and it's amazing. We just walked onto the ground and looked up, and it's quite vertical, the seats, and it's going to be great from a viewing point of view. But it's fantastic. I can't wait to get out here and play.
Thanks,